just first off, if you could kind of give a brief rundown of the season you guys are having. I mean, 25-14, you're in a four-way tie for first place in the Big Ten. Is it kind of the rebound season that you won after last year, or is there still kind of work to be done? Has the team kind of, maybe your opinion, kind of underachieved, or just kind of, what's your mindset entering this weekend?
I would say that we would have liked to have been a few more games better than we had been. I don't think we've put together all facets of the game very often yet this season. In other words, pitched really well, hit really well, and fielded really well. I think we've shown signs in each of those areas of being awfully good. But I don't think we've, hit a total stride where it was just like you played consistently outstanding baseball in those areas. Part of it, I think, was early in the year after Game 2, in the beginning of Game 3, our best player, who is projected player of the year at the Big Ten, Ryan Lamar, he broke his thumb. So he missed something like close to 20 games or so. And that was a devastating blow because he's also our leader. So that took us a while to recover from, and we played a very difficult schedule early on, in particular, and right when we lost Ryan. So for about a 10-game stretch there when we were playing North Carolina, Coastal Carolina, Texas Tech, Louisville, St. John, South Florida, Florida Gulf Coast, all those teams, we didn't have our best player. And we also didn't have our best returning pitcher, Eric Katzman, just really getting back right now from he had hernia surgery. So those two things kind of derailed us a little bit because those are just players that, you know, you can't replace. I think we've recovered well from that, and since Ryan's got back in the lineup, I don't think we're exactly where we would like to be, meaning, you know, we would have liked to have been a little bit better than we were, but we're rebounding reasonably well from last year, and it all remains how the last 16 games go really will be the telltale.
I know personally you're kind of one of the more vocal coaches of Northern baseball and, you know, really trying to get the universal start date going, trying to get the 14th week on the back end opposed to the front end. And if you could just speak just kind of briefly, the NCAA and kind of the legislative that have been taken here in the last few years, and things seem to be going in the right direction, but unfortunately, you know, the vote was overturned and the 14th week is still going to be kept in the front end. And what's your kind of thoughts right now on the NCAA?
Well, I think there's still some things that definitely need to be done. It's definitely not a level playing field, so there's no question about that. I mean, that's an inarguable play. Let's just say, hypothetically, most Northern teams are playing somewhere around 35 or more away games. And then there's nothing in the RPI that takes that into account. I mean, think of my kids playing the schedule that we did, but they're all on the road. Now, would any of the teams that we played, they're really good teams, would they like to play all those games to start their season on the road? And then think about the teams that we just mentioned. Those are top 75 teams. Right now in the RPI, Coastal Carolina happens to be number one in the pseudo-RPI boys world. Louisville is like 6 or 7, or they're right up there. North Carolina, I think, is maybe about 35 or something. Texas Tech was just recently right around 40. So, I mean, that just gives you a just. The teams that are in the top 75, typically, their winning percentage over the course of a long time was 79% at home. So if you factor in all NCAA games, the NCAA will tell you 61% of the games are won at home. But if you factor the top 75, that percentage goes up to around 79%. So therefore, if we're playing excellent competition and we're always playing on the road, you're at a definite handicap, and the RPI doesn't take any of that into account. So here we scheduled a very challenging schedule. We played without our best player and our best returning pitcher, and we lost several close games. We lost 2-0 to Louisville, 2-1 to St. John's. We lost 4-2 to North Carolina, 7-6 to North Carolina, 4-2 to Texas Tech, just to name a few games, and 3-0 to Coastal Carolina in a game that right at the end there were bases loaded. We had a couple times late in the game, chance to win those games. And the fact of the matter is the RPI won't take into account any of that. And therefore, because of our slow start, the chance of us really getting to be an at-large team are pretty slim.
I mean, I guess should the selection process be less RPI dependent and more just, I guess, common sense in a way?
Well, I think it should be. I mean, I think for a Northern team to be able to have an RPI that would be truly a factor, the RPI would have to change its formula some. Because currently, like, I'll give you an example. In 2008, when we were 46-14, after the year before in 2007, we beat Vanderbilt in the NCAA regional, and we had an outstanding team that year as well. So in 2008, we didn't have an RPI that was in the top 16. We weren't very far off, but we weren't in the top 16. We were able to host more out of the NCAA just saying, well, we need to have a Northern team host. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And versus getting it because the RPI says, you know, we're in the top 16. Well, and then when we got the host, we didn't even get to be a one seed. And if you have a team like we had in that particular year that was truly a top 10 team, I mean, it was a national team, there's no question about it. We weren't able to get into the top 16 seeds to be able to, you know, host your way through the tournament, other than for the NCAA kind of just throwing a carrot to a Northern team. That puts Northern teams in a very difficult situation to be able to make it to Omaha because, for example, the winner of our regional that year in 2008 had to go to Miami of Florida. So Arizona went to Miami of Florida, who at that time was the number one seeded team. You know, and I think when Notre Dame made it, you'd have to check the record, but when Notre Dame actually made it, they had to go to, I'm not sure if Florida State was number one, but I think they might have been. And they had to win on the road in a super regional. And, you know, fortunately for Notre Dame, they were able to do that. But reality is the percentage of that winning a big super regional on the road against, you know, the top team in the country is not highly a high percentage of